when you think electrical, you usually think about working inside your house, plugs, switches, lights, things like that. But an electrician is awful handy when you're doing something outside, too. In the case of Randy, who's looking at making some changes on the outside of his house. So we're talking electrical. So we're talking with Will at Right Touch Electrical this morning, our trusted company for all things electrical. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Pretty good. How's it going?
Great, Will. So Randy has this idea. He bought this lot next door, and he wants to put a fire pit and a patio in there, the whole outdoor kitchen kind of thing going on, right? But in order to do that patio area, he's going to have to move the electrical meter and his telephone network interface on the outside of the house in order to make this happen. He wants to know how involved a project is this to make that happen, what's involved in doing it.
Okay. So basically, I mean, it can be involved. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's not. Every home and the layout of the home will determine that.
So what would make it an easy job?
Well, if the electrical panel is somewhere in a different location, sometimes that's the case, and all we have to do is move the meter, then at that point, there's not as much work to do.
Now, on the outside of my house, the meter and the panel live right next door to each other.
Yes, and that's to the case in Houston. A lot of houses are like that. So if that's the case, then we would actually have to bring the wiring usually up to the attic or inside and start to splice it and move all the wiring at that point. That's a more complicated job. We have to do that.
That sounds like you're not going to get that done in the morning.
No, it's going to take at least a full day. It can take even into a second day. It's something we have to do quite often with the changes of codes and the layout of homes. But it can be done, but it will take some time, and the cities will have to be involved. A lot of times permits are involved at that point.
You said that four-letter word. You said code, and that means it's possible that once you kind of pick at this thing and start moving the meter, you're going to run into things that you're going to then have to bring up to code. Is that right?
Yes. The more things we have to do, then the cities require us to bring it up to code. A lot of times they try, especially the city of Houston, they try to work with us as best as we can. They try not to make the homeowner spend a whole bunch of money. But the further we have to move things, the more wiring we have to add, then they start to put in those codes in place.
Something to think about. You can learn more about Right Touch Electrical at homeshowradio.com. Right there on the homepage, there's a button for it. Will, thanks for being with us this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.